Coaching session 28. Now, much of what goes on here could be characterized as leadership, because that's what it is. And remember, in my world, leadership involves people. Management involves processes, or the work people do. And you need both to have a highly effective organization. Today, I want to talk with you a little bit about leadership presence. That's a really broad and deep subject. And today, I'm really just going to kind of focus more on what I'm calling reputation management. Increasingly, I find too many people and companies that don't deal with the realities of today. We're all so busy trying to predict the future and trying to outrun or overcome the past, and we sometimes overlook the present conditions, and those are the ones that judge us, and those are the ones that judge our organizations. Well, why does this matter to your career? Leaders, people just like you, people who have a position of authority, have an obligation to their career, just like we all do. Except the stakes usually seem higher. And I say seem because no matter who we are or how much we earn or what title we wear, our work and our career, well, they're important to us. And to believe that a higher position makes you a better human being is to suffer enormous delusion. You are not better than anybody, but you should be a person performing at a higher level more consistently. And because of your authority and influence, the scope of your career is broader. That simply means that you can impact more people simply by virtue of your position. Just take what I do on the face side of BulaNetwork.com, the podcasting, and the little bit of blogging that I do. I'm not better than anybody, may not be as good as most, but the more people that I can reach, the more people that will listen to the podcast, the more people that will read the things that I write, then that broadens the scope of my influence. That broadens the scope of my authority. So take it for granted, this leadership stuff and your reputation, and you may find yourself losing footing on the slippery rocks of leadership. Lots of leaders have experienced great falls because they didn't properly protect their reputation. They believed that their career was, well, it was all due to their own brilliance. None of us are that brilliant. Even Steve Jobs needed the Woz, Steve Wozniak. Sometimes leaders, well, they need an arch rival. Edison was pushed by Tesla. Carnegie by Rockefeller. You get the idea. No man is an island. Watch your step, because the next one might be a doozy. And here are just some pitfalls to be aware of. And you can't take your eyes off of them because they never go away. There are many of them, but I'm going to try to lump them into some kind of general categorizations. Number one, setting unclear expectations for your employees. Holding people accountable is among the toughest chores facing leaders. But before you can focus on that, you have to be able to establish expectations that your employees can understand and execute. You can't be ambiguous. You can't be cloudy in your direction. So spend whatever time is necessary to make sure everybody understands what you expect, and you'll avoid lots of grief and excuse making later on. Number two, ignore wins. You can blow up morale in one fell swoop. Stay focused only on the next objective without taking any time to celebrate your team's just hard-fought victory. Embrace the philosophy, well, it's their job, and you'll quickly build a group that's dedicated to the bare minimum of doing their job. When you go out to dine, do you ever thank the server? I mean, why would you do that? It's their job to serve you. Well, hopefully you do thank them, because it's the right thing to do, and it's the polite thing to do. And besides, everybody, including you and your server and your employees, they want to feel appreciated. Do you remember the last time that you busted your tail to complete a project for your boss and he never recognized your hard work? Okay, now bottle that feeling and let it fuel your own leadership style. Number three, don't worry about holding anybody accountable. Trust all your employees to do superior work without any help from you. Assume that everybody is doing well. When you do notice a problem, ignore it. Maybe it'll go away. Or see if your employees will handle it themselves. I mean, that'd be nice, right? Number four, ignore poor behavior and poor performance. It requires diligence to be watchful. Don't worry about that. Stay preoccupied. When your employees behave poorly, even badly, don't sweat it. I mean, maybe they'll do better next time. And if they don't, then make sure you take lots of time to really think it over before you address it. Number 5, look over the shoulder of your employees. You should redefine the role of the backseat driver. In fact, I would encourage you to work so that your picture appears in the Wikipedia when people search backseat driver. Micromanage all the work, micro lead all your people, because remember, if it comes out of your department, then it's got to have your DNA on it. And the only way to do that is to make sure you touch everything. And I do mean everything. Number 6, take credit for everything good. Blame others for every failure. Where would these people be without you? I mean, if not for you, the whole place would likely burn to the ground. Take personal credit for your team's good work. Blame the team for their poor work, especially with your superiors. Rule number 1, always promote yourself. Conclusion, high performance can happen spontaneously, but just don't count on it. I mean, every now and again, a leader stumbles into it, but in time it becomes clear that the leader really didn't have anything to do with it. It was just great timing. You don't want that to characterize your career. Luck and random chance aren't solid career strategies. So practice intentional leadership, act with purpose, behave with your team's best interest at heart. That doesn't mean that you give them everything they want. It means you give them what's good for their long-term well-being. It means when they need correction, you don't hesitate to give it. When they're down and out, it means you lift them up with encouragement. When they're confused, it means you clarify and teach. So step into your closet and grab all those hats that you've been missing, because you're going to need them at some point in your career.